Oh, you're home, are you, Eddie?
Yes. Well, what are you doing, sir?
You can see, can't you? Taking the things out of the bureau.
Why?
I'm going away.
Where?
I don't know yet, but anyways, away from here.
Well, Kurt, this is pretty short notice, isn't it? I can't possibly get ready as fast as you can.
You ain't got to get ready. You ain't going no place.
Kurt, you mean...
I mean you're staying right here. I'm the one that's lighting out. I'm sick of this place and everyone in it. I want to have some excitement, some adventure. I want to see new places, make a fortune.
Oh, I thought you'd forgotten all that a long time ago, Kurt.
Yeah, I know you did, but the old hankering for prospecting has been dammed up in me just waiting to flood over. Now the dam's bust and I'm getting out.
But, Kurt, what's to become of me?
What do I care? You can take care of yourself like you did before we was married. You won't see me again unless I've struck it rich.
Our radio play for this week, Green Treasure, is based on an amazing story about Africa's blonde queen of emeralds. This story will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that most interesting and entertaining magazine which has by far the largest circulation in the world. The American Weekly is distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. The sewing machine hums briskly in the little workroom of Madame Adelaide's modiste shop as Madame watches an assistant at work.
How's this, Madame Adelaide?
Very nice, Ralph. I'm sure Mrs. Demers will like it. Where's Johann?
In your office, going over the books.
Well, Johann, we in debt again?
No, Addie. Instead of that, we're making money, according to my figures.
Oh, good for us. It's about time.
Yeah, Addie. You are right. It is about time. You deserve to make a success of this little shop. You've got good ideas.
Well, I'll tell you, Johann, I'd never have gotten anywhere without you to look after the business end for me.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But you don't need to worry about that no more, Addie.
Well, I hope not, Johann. Oh, somebody in the shop. See who it is, Johann.
Yeah, certainly. Is there something I can do for you, sir?
Are you Madame Adelaide?
I am not.
Well, I didn't think so. Where is she? I want to see her. Go on, fetch her.
But Madame Adelaide is out.
Now, don't try to give me any talk like that, you. Get out of my way before I break in pieces.
Here, grab that rail.
Eddie.
What's going on here?
Eddie, I knew I'd find you here.
Kurt.
I've come back to get you, Eddie. This time we're going away together.
How long will we be gone, Kurt?
Forever. You'll never have to come back to this place again, Eddie. Not far. Can't be far now, Eddie. I can recognize this country around here.
All looks the same to me.
It won't when you get used to looking at it as I have all the years we've been separated, Eddie.
You're misleading me, Kurt. You can really show me the place you found those emeralds?
Yes, I'll show it to you, like I promised. I can only hold out.
Let's pitch camp here until you're better, Kurt. If the place is still there, it'll stay for another day or two.
No, we must keep going, Eddie. I must make sure that nobody but you gets control of that mine.
But you're sick. You need rest, Kurt.
Oh, I'll get rest when we find the emerald mine. No use talking, Eddie. I was mean to you. Rotten woman.
Oh, no, Kurt.
You deserved a better deal than you got from me. But I'm going to make it up to you. Yes, sir. This little vein I've struck will help you forget all you've been through.
I don't care about anything but having you back.
Eddie.
Hmm?
Look there.
Where?
See that clump of trees up there, the top of the hill?
Yes.
That's my landmark. You stay here, Gumby.
Yes, it's one.
Come on, Eddie. There, here we are. Now, if nobody's... No, they haven't. Nobody's found my cache of the green treasure. Yeah, give me a hand with this brush, Eddie.
Oh.
That's it.
Let me hit it well, Kurt.
Yes. That's what I aim to do.
Kurt, are you all right?
Sure, I'm all right now. Now, hurry. I can't wait to show you your green treasure.
Mine?
Sure. This is all for you, Eddie.
Oh, Kurt.
It's the only way I could repay you for what I've done to you. There. You see that streak of greenish-black mineral in the sides of that hole?
Mm-hmm.
That's mica mixed with oxidized pearl.
But, Kurt, where's the emerald?
I'll show you. Now, let me chip off some of this mica here. There you see? Now break open this lump.
Kurt, an emerald. There's a big emerald in the center. Look.
Yes, and look at this mountain of mica, and you'll realize that I've made you queen of the emerald.
Oh, this is more than I ever dreamed.
Listen, Eddie. That fever's getting me. I know how it works. I haven't got much time left. Here, let me sit down here.
Oh, yes. Lean back against this rock. You all right now?
Yeah.
Oh, Kurt, why didn't you tell me this before? Come, let's get back to Bruxburg.
Oh. Well, no use, Eddie. Once you get this tropical fever, there's nothing to be done.
Oh, yes, there is.
No, listen closely now. Now, you can trust Gombe. He'll help you to run the mine. Take out your claims all around here. Then go back and file them at Bruxburg. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now I can die easy. No one will be rich. Rich, Addie, for the rest of your life.
Thank you, sir.
Emerald Queen. Emerald Queen.
Oh, Kurt. Anything there, Gombe?
Here's something, Missy. Look, see.
Another emerald. This is a hen egg. Keep digging, Gombe.
Yes, see, Missy. Gombe dig.
Missy, Look, see.
Another emerald, Gombe?
No, Missy. White men come up trail.
Oh, two strangers. Wonder what they want. Stay where you are, you two. Keep digging, Gombe.
Yes, see, Missy.
Well, what do you want here?
Madam Adelaide, my name is Miller, and this is Mr. Kingston.
Oh, how do you do, Madam Adelaide?
We're from the Precious Gem Syndicate. We'd like to talk business with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we were looking over your claims in the file at the claim offices in Bruxburg. Your holdings are unusually large for a woman to be working.
So Kingston and I wanted to see if we couldn't be of some help to you.
How?
Now, it all depends on whether your claims justify themselves. Taking out a large territory is one thing, and having a rich vein is another. Kingston?
Exactly. Miller is right. Our company has sent us up here to look over your claim.
I don't care who sent you. You're not budging from right where you stand.
Now, please, put down that rifle. You may be sure we mean no harm, madam. Now, we can be of great service to you, can't we, Kingston?
We certainly can. Explain our plan to her, Miller.
Well, the Precious Gem Syndicate has the largest financial backing in South Africa, Madam Adelaide.
Well?
And we are able to finance prospectors and claims to far greater rewards than the individuals can ever hope to attain. Am I right, Kingston?
Oh, absolutely, Miller.
Now, take this vast claim of yours, Madam Adelaide. Mm-hmm. Alone and with such primitive assistance as I see before me, you could never fully work this claim in a lifetime.
Well, it is a pretty big proposition.
Ah, I knew you were a woman of logical perception. Granting that much as a premise, you can't help but reach the reasonable conclusion that you need us to work this mine on a large mass production scale for you.
You mean you furnish workers and machinery up here?
Yes, indeed. We'll take the labor of mining your claim right off your hands. All you have to do is sit back and get the profit. Am I right, Kingston?
Absolutely. Why, we'll have this place as busy as a beehive in no time. We'll never stop work night or day.
And with emeralds being produced as fast as that, think of how much you stand to make without turning a hand.
Gentlemen, I accept your offer.
Now, that's fine, madam.
Yes.
But the Precious Gem Company must be assured that your claim is workable first.
Yeah? Well, look here. Now, this is what this one cache has produced so far this morning.
Holy
boy, oh boy.
Madam Adelaide, you've got something here.
Enough for your company to finance me?
Have you? Well, I'll say.
It's an honor to become your financial backers, madam.
Just sign here, please.
Oh, here, what's this?
Now, this is merely an agreement to authorize us to work the mine for you and to share and share alike in the profit.
And when you sign, here's a binder. A certified check for £10,000.
£10,000? Just for letting you work my mind?
Sure.
Quick, let me have your pen, Mr. Miller.
Gladly. Here you are. Thank you, Madam Adelaide. That makes us partners. I guess we're the luckiest men in the world, aren't we, Kingston?
You bet we are. How much have we made so far from the Emerald Queen claim, Miller?
£1,000,000, Kingston. Not bad for a £10,000 investment, eh?
I should say not. Wasn't the old girl mad as a hopper when she discovered that she'd signed over her entire claim in consideration of that check?
Yeah, I told you we'd be able to pull a fast one on her. You've got to admit that I did some smooth talking that morning we first came up here.
You sure did. And the old girl just ate it up. But, hey, how about my asking for proof that the claim was workable?
Well, that scared her, all right.
Yeah, she was afraid we mightn't help her run this bonanza of hers.
Yes, old man, I have to hand it to you for that. I wonder what's become of her.
I don't know. She's completely disappeared, which is more luck for us.
Yeah, maybe the old girl has gone batty. They say she used to hang around the claim office in Rattsburg, asking a lot of fool questions and muttering to herself. And then she disappeared.
Well, forget her. Let's figure out our prospects for next year.
Yeah, surely. Now, who's there? Come in. Madam Adelaide.
What do you want here?
I want my mine. The mine my dying husband gave me. The mine that'll give me back my title of Emerald Queen.
But you sold it to us for £10,000.
She's gone off her bat, Miller. Open the door and send her back where she came from.
You think I'm crazy, huh? Well, I was when I signed that paper of yours. But I've got my senses back now, and I've come here to get back my emerald mine.
Go on back to Rattsburg, madam. Mr. Miller and I have work to do.
Both of you better pack up and get out, or I'll have the law on you. This mine is my property.
Now, listen, Madam Adelaide. This mine belongs to us. You signed it over to us.
The claim in the office at Rattsburg will show that I own it now. And here's a copy to prove it.
What? Let me see that.
Yes.
Holy... Miller, she's right.
What?
This claim is dated yesterday, and it's in her name again.
Yes, and this is the moment I've been waiting for. You crooks were sharp enough when it came to getting me to sign away my claim. But you weren't smart enough to remember this. Claims must be renewed or they lapse. You get out of here and stay out.
Hey, but how are you going to work the mine?
The way I should have in the first place. By myself.
The radio drama to which you have just listened was taken from a story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that remarkable magazine which is read by more people than any other publication in the world. This story tells of the amazing adventures of Africa's blonde Queen of Emeralds. It is only one of the many interesting and entertaining stories which will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Thank you.